Bob, you just finished up an interview with Von Miller. Do you feel like he's the front runner right now for Defensive Player of the Year?
Well, he's certainly in the mix right there. Khalil Mack of the Raiders has had a tremendous year. But Von has the reputation, the carryover from all of his Pro Bowl performances, his MVP performance in the Super Bowl, the outgoing personality. I realize those are more subjective than objective, but nonetheless, it doesn't hurt.
Right now, the Broncos just fighting to get into the playoffs. From a national perspective, is this just an example of why it's so difficult to repeat in sports?
Well, the division is tough. The AFC West is tough. And the Broncos have lost some very close games this year, games where if they had a more consistent offense to go with that usually excellent defense, they would have won. And then they'd be planning for the postseason already. The margin, like you say, Phil, is small.
Earlier this week, Gary Kubiak talked about it being an honor playing on Christmas night. What do you think it is in America just about society and sports and holidays? It just seems like it goes all together.
Well, people aren't working on holidays. This holiday happens to be a Sunday. They'll be bloated with food and who knows what beverages. What else have they got to do? They sit in the Barca Lounger and they watch people hit each other. It's America.
It was an amazing year in sports for 2016.
Yeah, it really was.
We had the Broncos winning the Super Bowl, the Cavs come back to win the finals, the Olympics, and of course the Cubs winning the World Series. What was the highlight for you?
I don't mean to shortchange anything. The Broncos win in the Super Bowl, the Cavs' epic win over a great Warriors team, everything that happened in Rio, Usain Bolt and Michael Phelps with their farewells, Simone Biles, perhaps the greatest female gymnast ever. But if there's one sports story that stands apart in 2016, it's the Cubs, and we all know why.
Great time catching up with Bob Costas there at the Broncos team hotel. Mesa, you agree with him there? The Cubs got to be the biggest story in 2016.
I have to agree, although, like I was telling you off air, you know, you mentioned all those memorable sporting events. Let's not forget the national championship. Chris Jenkins hits the three for Villanova to beat North Carolina. That's as good as any of them. This was a great year in sports. No
Mace,
question.
HR is going to need to see you in the office for not saying the Broncos. Okay, the Super Bowl win in Santa Clara.
I don't know if Ben Swanson wants to remember that UNC loss. The Broncos are hoping to continue the memorable moments here tonight. There's plenty of things to watch for in tonight's matchup. The Broncos need one victory tonight to ensure a 29th winning season in franchise history. Demaryius Thomas needs just four catches to move into a tie for the third most receptions in team history. And DeMarcus Ware needs one sack to tie Jason Taylor for seventh place on the NFL's all-time sack list. And DeMarcus Ware did have a sack in the first meeting with the Chiefs. Of course, a bitter overtime loss
right.
in Week 13.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you play that well and still lose, it's so disheartening. Think about what the offense did, too. 162 yards for Emmanuel Sanders, a touchdown. Trevor Siemian also played well, over 300 yards passing. So the last time these two teams met, you know, the Broncos felt like they did enough and had the moments that could kind of turn the tide. And if those moments come about again, they know they need to take advantage of them.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, we kind of lost the game about three different times, you know, but that's the type of team they are, and you got to give them credit. I think they've been in 10-11 one-score football games this year and won eight of them. So, you know, that's what they do, and that's why they're in the position that they're in. So we can't think about the one we lost. We got to go figure out a way to play better in this one.
It's a good reference point, if you want to call it that, but you know, I'm sure we'll see some wrinkles, some new stuff, and go from there. But it's a good reference point. The last couple of weeks, I think, are a good reference point for us.
Just remembering that feeling, how good we played as a team, and we ended up losing. So we just got to lock down when we need to lock down, make the plays when it's time to make them plays, so we can come out with the win.
Yeah, we go in there with intentions on getting the win, definitely. So a loss is not even coming across our mind.
So many moments, guys, in that last game, the two-point conversion at the end of regulation, that final touchdown drive. The Broncos had a lot of chances to kind of switch things and kind of make sure the momentum went their way. So they know if those chances come again, you know, the defense has to step up. So a lot of new faces on defense. Hopefully they can do that.
Yeah, you mentioned the new faces on defense. Let's take a look at the Broncos inactives for tonight's game against the Chiefs. And we knew plenty of these names going into today. T.J. Ward out with a concussion. Quentin Goss, Brandon Marshall, Vontarius Dora, Connor McGovern, A.J. Derby, and Virgil Green all out for tonight's game. A lot of injuries. And without starters in the middle of this defense, Mace, they're going to have a tough time slowing down tight end Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and I'm going to be curious to see what the Broncos do to counter Kelce. Maybe you're going to use Aqib Talib on Kelce from time to time, but losing an inside linebacker like Brandon Marshall, losing T.J. Ward, who basically comes up and lines up next to Marshall when you go into that sub package, it's going to be tough. But bit of good news, Derek Wolfe was not on that list.
That's true.
He's going to play tonight. He had the neck injury last week, was sick late in the week, but he's good to go. Doesn't surprise me. He's a Warrior.
Yeah, Derek Wolfe will be very much needed to fortify that defensive line. But getting back to Travis Kelce, the last time he really gave Broncos some fits, he had 8 catches for 101 yards.
Yeah, that guy, Chris Harris, we heard him talk a little bit about him. You know, he can move inside, he can move outside. Aqib Talib saying something along those lines is that he's so versatile. So, I mean, you can do a ton of different things with him. Gave the Broncos linebacking corps fits last time. So Kelce is going to play a huge role in this one.
Yeah, he's just one of 2 players in the NFL that have more than 100 yards receiving against the Broncos. We talked about Hill earlier in the show. Other than him, Travis Kelce is priority number 1 for this defense.
It's always tough facing a tight end like Kelce, who's they line him up outside at receiver, kind of. They put him everywhere, so he's always in motion. So he's always a tough challenge.
I think you just got to get after him. I think their offense is really patient. They kind of wait for you to mess up, and they capitalize on it. So as long as you stay focused and stay on your keys and stay very persistent, I think we'll do solid.
Time now to get back to this week's trivia question. The Broncos have scored the most points off takeaways, 103 in the NFL this season. What percentage of their total points in 2016 have come off turnovers? Mace, you have any ideas?
34.4%.
How did you know?
Math, baby.
Somebody's got the answer book.
Yeah, somebody's looking at my notes here. That 34.4% is first in the NFL. Well, we have one more segment left here on the BTB Live pregame show. Time for a quick break, but first, a quick look at Trevor Siemian's gifts to the offensive line.
I think the guys are going to be pretty pumped. Custom-made parkas with Skittles dispensers. I think it's a gift that keeps on giving Skittles whenever you need them.
What's the mindset behind that? Are you a big Skittles guy?
Skittles guy. I wanted to do something a little different. I think some of the guys have seen them, but I'll see when they get them in their hand what they really think.
It's kind of hard trying to find something unique, something no one else has, especially when they're all double, triple, quadruple X guys.
It's just the gift from Trevor and Skittles to for the O-line, and it was a pretty cool thing.
And yeah, I got one for myself. I don't know if I'm going to be able to top this. But I got 364 days to think about it.